Raisin. Raisin. Oh, of course, you mean Jimmy.
That's the one.
Yes, Jimmy Raisin. One of our success stories. Do you know, when we met Jim, he was in a bad way. Oh, but now he's off the drink, taking pride in his appearance, and he's even got a little job in the local library.
So you mean he's alive?
Yes. He wouldn't be awfully good as a librarian if he were dead.
No, I suppose not.
Did you say you wanted to see him?
Oh, if it's not too much trouble. I think it's wonderful what you do with these
people?
That's the word.
And you're a relative, are you?
No, a friend of a friend of a friend sort of thing. We only just found out that he was a homeless. I mean, a homeless person. Or a person with homelessness.
And why exactly did you want to visit him?
To tell him that we care.
Right. Well, Jimmy's not in the best of health, so I'd rather you didn't stay too long. But if you'd like to follow me.
Lovely.
Ah, Jimmy.
Oh, hello there.
You've got a visitor here. Roy.
Have I now? Oh, that's nice.
Hello there, Jimmy. Long time no see.
Yes. In fact, I can't remember when I last saw you.
Right. Well, I'll leave you two alone, shall I?
Thanks, Martin.
Thank you.
So, who the hell are you?
My name is Roy, but that's not important. I'm here on behalf of a woman called Agatha Raisin. Do you remember her? You used to be married to her.
Oh, no. There's no use to be. Me and Agatha are still married.
Hello?
Aggie, do you want the good news or the bad?
Good news.
Jimmy Raisin's only got 6 weeks to live.
Oh. And the bad?
He wants to come and visit you.
What?
Apparently, he read about your forthcoming nuptials in the Daily Telegraph.
Jimmy wouldn't read the Telegraph.
No, but he has been known to sleep under it. You don't get the same warmth under a tabloid.
Oh, James would have to put an announcement in the one remaining broadsheet.
He seems quite a nice chap, really. And I think he still carries a torch for you.
I do not need to hear that.
But, I mean, he's not likely to make it to the Cotswolds in his condition, is he?
Ooh, can you imagine the consequences if he did?
Especially on your wedding day.
Look, it's not going to end up that way, because on the big day, you will be outside the church on sentry duty. And if Jimmy turns up...
Aggie, I hate to say it, but I can't actually come to your wedding.
What?
Well, my mum's going to be in hospital. She's having a hip replacement. She's been waiting over a year.
1 year? I've been waiting nearly 5 years for my wedding.
Well, let's just hope it's not like waiting for a bus. You wait 5 years for a husband, and then two come along.